Hey, what's up? This is Leo for actualize.org, and I am here in Zion National Park in Utah. And today, as I'm up here on our path towards Angel's Landing, just up behind the mountains, I thought I would talk about life purpose and what life purpose is, and really ask you a question, and that is, what is your life purpose? What is your purpose in life? And by that I mean, what kind of impact do you want to have? What is your life about? Are you just living your life, going about the day-to-day, the 9-to-5, like most people do? Or do you have something that's driving you, something that's deeper, some sort of principles that you're living by, something that you want to accomplish, some sort of impact that you want to have with your life, and being driven by that? Now, it's interesting that life purpose, I always intuitively understood that it was something that was very important to figure out, because if you don't have a life purpose, then nothing is grounding you in what you're doing. And you're like a leaf in the wind, you're just blowing around. You don't have anything there that is connecting your job to your deepest values. You don't have anything there that's connecting everything that you're doing in your life to your deepest values. And so, first of all, I think it's difficult to be fulfilled when you don't have a purpose. Second of all, I think you'll just have this sense of loss, and you'll have this sense of just blowing around in the wind, as it were, and not being able to accomplish the kind of great success that you might want, whether it's financial, or whether it's a certain prestige you want to have, certain reputation you want to have, whether it's within your relationships, whatever. And life purpose is a very deep and personal thing. For everybody, it's going to be something different. The question is, do you know what yours is? And I've spent a lot of my own time figuring out what my purpose is for me. And that has taken its time. It's not something which originally the way that I thought it would be is that I would just either have a purpose to begin with as I was growing up, or I would pick a purpose and then set myself on that track, and then just there it is, you know, one sentence purpose, to do X, to do Y, whatever. What actually happens, I think, is life purpose is a much deeper topic, and nobody really tells you about this, but David Data, in his book Way of the Superior Man, has a really good discussion about life purpose and about the way that it works. And it's more like an onion with a bunch of layers to it. So it's not just this simple one sentence definition of what it is that you're doing with your life. It's more like you are the onion, and you've got all these layers to you. And so you start with the outer layer, and the outer layer is just like your basic intuitions as to what you want to be doing with your life. And by purpose, I mean, and by what you're doing with your life, mostly related to your career, because you're spending 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, probably, if not more than that, on your career. So you want that to be something that is important to you, something that is deeply fulfilling for you. Because if you're not doing that, think about it, 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, that's like a third of your life spent on your job. So then another third of your life is spent sleeping. So a third of it's spent sleeping, a third of it is spent working, and then another third of it is spent doing other miscellaneous things. You want that third that you spend working to be something that's fulfilling for you. And so what David Data talks about is that you're like an onion, and you've got that outer layer that you start with. And that outer layer is just your basic intuition as to what you want to be doing. And then what happens is you go and you pursue that thing, you try it out, you're feeling around. When you're new at this, you don't really know what you should be doing. So you're feeling around, maybe you like this thing or you don't like that thing. You get little hints here and there. And then you peel that layer back, as it were. You peel it back, and then you reach another deeper layer inside. And then you work on that for a while, you work on that, and you think that that's the thing that you're really after. And then you start to see that it starts to peel away as well, and there's something deeper there. And so you go even deeper. And then you get to another layer and you peel that away. And so this process really, it's a dynamic process. It's a dynamic way to think about life purpose. It's not just a static thing, it's a dynamic thing, and it's something that keeps evolving over the course of your life. So maybe you're the kind of person right now that has no idea what they want to be doing with their life. Maybe you just have kind of a dead-end job that you're just doing just to earn money. That means you got to start with that, the outermost layer, and start working on that and working your way inwards. And that outer layer is the first one you got to start with. And it might take you a year just to figure out the first layer. But maybe you're already pretty deep into it, and maybe you already feel like you have a pretty decent career. You went to school, you know that what you're doing is something that is resonating with you. But still, there's more, right? That means you've penetrated maybe past that first surface, but then there's still more in there. And what does more mean there? Well, What is it that you really want to bring forward and share with the world? What kind of impact do you want to have through your job? So maybe you're already, you already have a decent job. Maybe you're an engineer, or you're an artist, you're a graphics designer, or whatever it is that you're doing. Maybe you know that that's the line of work that you want to be working in, but maybe now the next step for you is going off on your own and maybe doing your own thing, because what you're doing at your job right now, you feel like it's not letting you express yourself fully. It's not letting you share your full potential, and it's not letting you have the kind of impact that you really want to have at your job. Maybe that means going and finding another job that's along the same line. So let's say if you're a web designer, maybe you're still going to be a web designer, but now you're going to go to a different company because that company is more in line with the values that you have. Maybe they're working on websites, the kind of websites that you're more interested in, that you feel are necessary and important for the world to experience and to see and to interact with. So maybe it's like that. Or maybe you feel like you've been a web designer and that's, you've been that way for a few years, you've been working at it, and now you feel like it's totally not your gig anymore, and you found out an important lesson here, that even though web design is not your purpose, now you've kind of peeled back that first layer, and now you're going deeper, and it's like, okay, my purpose is something else. So I like art, and I like programming. Maybe I can mix those somehow in some other way, some original way. Maybe I should go in and do something that's like an offshoot of web development. So maybe it's like that. And you just keep drilling deeper and deeper and deeper until you get to some sort of core. And I don't know if this core is ever gotten to. It might be just kind of like an ideal that you're trying to strive for. But ultimately what you're trying to do is you're trying to dig deeper and trying to get to the core of yourself, really, of who you are, and figuring out what your values are and the kind of expression you want to have, so that you're 100% authentically expressing yourself through your work. And how do you want that to be? Because this is a choice for you. There's so many different ways, regardless of the kind of values that you have, there's so many different ways that you can actually go out there and manifest them in the real world, right? There's so many different careers that will line up with the kind of impact that you want to have in the world. Or maybe you have a very specific objective. Maybe you want to have a specific influence on different people in society. Maybe you want to have a specific influence on maybe on kids, or maybe on seniors, or maybe on people that have suffered through the same kind of problems that you've suffered through. And so that is your purpose. And now you got to start figuring out, how do I get my life aligned with that purpose? And that's the trick, right? Because not only does it take sometimes years to figure out what your purpose is, then it takes a lot of courage and actual action to get your life aligned with it. I'll give you an example. When I started off, I always thought that my purpose, since I was a kid, was to be a video game designer. And that's something that I've pursued very vigorously. And eventually after college, I got hired by a pretty nice game design studio up in Boston. And I moved all the way from California to Boston, and I started working there. And I thought that was going to be my dream job, and that was going to be fulfilling my purpose. And then what I realized when I was at Boston, about a year later, I realized that there was aspects of me that were not coming out there at that job. Even though I loved designing video games, there were just certain aspects that I feel were being repressed, and I couldn't be completely expressive. For example, I felt like I needed autonomy in how the overall big picture of the design of the game was coming along, and I didn't have much say in that. So I felt like that was something that I couldn't bite my tongue and carry on with, that's something I had to do something about. So what I ended up doing is, through much consternation, I ended up having to start my own business. And it wasn't even a game development business, it was an internet marketing business, so that I could fund, so I could build the capital that I needed in order to then start my own game business. And so I went through a year-long process of starting a business and then running my internet marketing business for about 3 or 4 years. I still have it, but I don't take an active role in it anymore. And so the idea there was that I had to really take a lot of it took a lot of courage to leave a job that was a really nice position that had a lot of room for growth in it, and that I would get a lot of experience from, but leaving it because I knew that it somehow wasn't aligned with who I really was. And so it took me really 3 years to kind of to go start a new business, get involved in all this stuff, take all this action, just to bring my life into some sort of alignment. But counterintuitively, what I figured out was that it brought me out of alignment, because internet marketing was not something I wanted to do. In fact, it was something that I hated doing and that I wanted to get myself out of. I was just using it as a means to build capital. And so in that case, what I had to do was I had to reconnect with my purpose. I had to find what my purpose was going to be. And I didn't know at that time what it was going to be. I had ideas, there are things that I kind of gravitate towards, but how to actually make that into something that's valuable to other people, how to make it into something that actually produces money for yourself so you can support yourself with it, and how to make it such that you can express yourself in that position that you're in so that you're not beholden to some sort of other company or some sort of client or some sort of special interest that's going to undermine the creative vision that you have, the kind of impact that you want to have. Well, that's tricky. You know, that takes a lot of work, and designing your life around that is definitely challenging. It's something that takes years of effort to do, and it's like a long-term goal that you can set for yourself. But I think it's really important to do that, because what else would you do with your life? I mean, if you're not pursuing a purpose, if you don't have some sort of concrete objective in mind as to the kind of impact that you want to have with everything that you're doing in your life, specifically your work, then you're just going to be floundering, and you're going to be going here to there. You're going to maybe be motivated by a bigger paycheck. Maybe you're going to be motivated by better benefits. Maybe you're going to be motivated by a nicer company that has better reputation. And so you're going to be doing that and doing this back and forth, but you're not going to be really expressing who you are. And if you're lucky enough to have the kind of job where you're doing that and you're totally passionate about it and you love it, then I think that's great. And you should be really grateful and thankful that you have that, because most people, I think, don't. And because I think most people don't take the time to plan this thing out long term and to do the introspection that's necessary over a course of months and years to build a life purpose and to design their life around it, I think because of that, a lot of people are lost, and a lot of people are living mediocre lives, quite simply because it's hard to have a massive impact on others without being very dedicated to it, without putting that intention into it. It's hard to do that accidentally, right? And I think if you look at all the great visionaries out there that have started amazing companies and have done amazing things, amazing politicians and businessmen and political leaders and anybody like that in society, you know, they knew what they wanted out of their lives, and they pursued it with determination, with total determination. Because if you're not doing that, then you're just kind of like living your life day to day, and that tends to lead to a mediocre kind of life. So the point of this video is to really get you to understand and to see that life purpose is a dynamic, shifting, evolving thing. And even right now, even like as my purpose right now is to coach other people, to counsel other people on personal development issues, to become really well versed in personal development and to apply it to my own life so that I can help others apply it in their lives. That's my purpose at this point, but that's something that's evolving for me as well. Like that's pretty abstract and generic. There's so many different ways that can flesh out. You know, should I do that through more coaching, or should I do that through my website, or should I do that through public speaking, or should I do that through running seminars, like, or writing books? There's so many different ways that it can be done, right? And all the time, I'm still thinking about my purpose. I'm still peeling those layers back. I felt like I've peeled the outermost layers of the onion. I'm getting a little bit deeper, and so it's nice to start to feel that after about like 4 years, and now I'm starting to peel like those inner layers, and that's really exciting and empowering to start peeling those inner layers and understanding that on some level there's a core to you that is just you, your deepest values, the things that you really want out of life, the things that excite you, that get you creative, your creative juices flowing. So there's that, and that might be innate on some level, but then there's also what you want to create, and that's something very conscious, right? So I can take my life from this point on to wherever I want it to go, any way I want. And so now it's really a question of, where do I want to take it? And now it's about asking myself, well, what would I like to do more? Would I like to do more writing? Would I like to do more public speaking? Would I like to do more videos? You know, would I like to be traveling the world? What is it? And starting to feel that out. Because you can't really tell ahead of time what's going to resonate with you, what you're going to like, what you're not going to like. You can have certain intuitions and certain guesses. But a lot of times what I found is that I have to go into something and actually do it for a while until I really start to develop a love for it. Or maybe I'll figure out that it's not something that I loved after all, and so I'll have to shift and do course corrections dynamically, so to speak, right? So this stuff is not something that you can just plan out. You can't just sit down and plan it all out for yourself and set it in stone. This is something that's going to shift and evolve for you over time. And best way to start to work on your purpose is to start asking yourself questions. Questions like, what would you be doing if you had all the money in the world and money was not a motivating force for you anymore? What would you be doing with your time? What kind of impact do you want to have on the world? What kind of legacy do you want to leave behind? After you're dead, what do you want people to remember you for? And what do you feel most proud of? What kind of accomplishments in your life do you feel most proud of? Because chances are those accomplishments that you feel very proud of already are giving you little senses of what would really make you very fulfilled if you did it full time at a very very high level, and you just like gave yourself completely to that process of creating value for people. Because I think inherently, if you think that your life is all about you and what you can get, and about how much money you can earn, what kind of car you can have, what kind of house you can have, how much traveling you can do, that's going to be limiting. There's going to be a limit to how much fulfillment you can get from that. You're going to get a little bit of titillation here and there, but ultimately that's going to start to feel empty. You're going to start to want to contribute. You're going to start to want to influence other people. And the question is, how do you want to do that? And there's probably already different ways in your life that you've done that and you felt good about it, but you just haven't really forged a career out of it. And you haven't set that deliberate, conscious intention to make it your purpose and to be something that you're going to pursue, something that you're going to master over a course of years and decades. And so that's what I want you to start thinking about. Working with a life coach is a really good way to start to get your head around life purpose. If you don't know what your purpose is at all, that's a good place to start. And if you already do know your purpose, but you feel like you're not living up to your full potential, well, then that's also a good place to start, because then we can kind of pick you up and take you from where you are right now and take you to your dream career, to that path that's gonna leave you completely fulfilled. And that's something that I personally love to do. That's why I really got into coaching myself, because I've struggled through this issue myself personally for years, and I've kind of been feeling my way out through all the different angles, all the different problems and solutions and techniques that are out there to develop your life purpose. I felt like I've worked on it myself and also read a lot of information, literature about it from other people who have tried to figure out this thorny issue. But for now, I'm going to leave you on this last thought. What would you be doing if you had all the money in the world and money was no longer a motivating force for you at all? What would you be doing with your life? And I don't mean partying or decorating your house or buying a new car, because you can do all those things. But on top of that, because your life is pretty long, you still got a good ways to go. A third of it's going to be spent doing some sort of work. Even if you had all the money, you still would not want to party 24/7. You'd want to spend a certain chunk of your time doing something fulfilling for other people. The question is, what would that be? One more point that I wanted to make about life purpose is that there's this tendency, I think, to assume that people are born with one, or people are understand what their purpose should be in life. And that's very deceptive to think that way, because if you think that people naturally have a purpose, what's going to happen is that you're going to assume that you should have one as well. And that's not true at all. I think purpose is something that has to be built over time. If you don't have a purpose right now, then I'm going to make a suggestion for you. Make your purpose to find your purpose. That's where it all starts. Start with wanting to find your purpose. Like, it's something that's deeply important to you. Personally, for me, that has always been at play. Since I was like 6 years old, I always knew that I needed a purpose. I needed a purpose in life. I needed to channel my energy towards some sort of means, towards some sort of goal. And if I wasn't doing that, I felt like I wasn't living optimally and I wasn't living to my full potential. And so I went on really a quest to find what my purpose is going to be. And I went through a lot. I've done my career so far, which has been pretty short, has actually covered a lot of territory. So I went from, in college, aerospace engineer to philosophy major to then video game designer to web designer to SEO, internet marketing, then to mobile games developer, then to now life coaching, And now I'm kind of taking life coaching, and I'm even evolving that into more of a self-help kind of expert guru type of career track. So you see how that, like, it evolves. Like, there's so much ground that I had to cover there just to start to understand what I wanted and what would make me happy. Because I used to believe that I could just sit down, that I would just, one day I would just sit down and figure it out. Like, I would just sit down and say to myself, okay, well, what do I want to do with my life? And then I would just kind of, like, think about it a little bit, philosophize about it, and then it's like, okay, I want to do engineering. And then I would just be an engineer, and that would be it. And it would be solved for the rest of my life. It didn't quite turn out that way. What I found out is that, in reality, your life purpose is so dynamic that you just have to work with it. It's like a big lump of dough that you have to constantly need. And if you don't have a purpose right now, set your purpose to be to find a purpose. So that means whatever it is that you're doing, if you know that you're not happy doing it right now, that's fine. You know, that's where you at. That's where you're at. And maybe you can't leave your job immediately. That's not what I'm saying. You might have to stick around just because of the financial situation you're in or whatever. That's fine. But start to think ahead. Start to think about what you want your purpose to be. Right? If you weren't doing your job right now, what would you be doing instead? What would you rather be doing? What would be the best possible position for you in any possible company in the world? Or maybe it would be starting your own business. You know, start thinking about that. And maybe what you can start doing is start reading, start researching, start exploring, start testing out the field, right? Testing out what it is that you want to go into. So maybe you're doing one thing and you want to go into something totally different. Test out that totally different thing. See if it's going to work for you. Because a lot of times what will happen is that you'll try it out and you'll figure out, you know, that this is really not what you want. And so then you have to go search for something else and something else. But ultimately, if your purpose is to find your purpose, that is what's going to ground you, at least for now. That's going to ground you, and you're going to use that to test out all these different niches that you could potentially fill until you find one that's going to be nice and comfy for you, and it's going to make you fulfilled. So for now, if you don't have a purpose, start by making your purpose to find a purpose. That is your purpose right now.